From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Wednesday he holds the military leadership in Myanmar responsible for the current refugee crisis. It's affecting the country's Rohingya Muslim population.
We really hold the military leadership accountable for what's happening with the Rakhine area. What's most important to us is that the world can't just stand idly by and be witness to the atrocities that are being reported in the area.
The crackdown has resulted in widespread atrocities. It's prompted intense international condemnation, although officials in Myanmar still continue to deny the crisis exists. Tillerson's comments came after a report was released by the human rights activist group Amnesty International, in which Myanmar security forces are accused of carrying out a systemic purge of the Rohingya people. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets of Mogadishu and other major Somali cities on Wednesday, condemning those behind the massive explosion that killed nearly 300 people and wounded more than 400 others. The protest in Mogadishu came in response to a call from the city's mayor for a massive rally to pray for those killed and injured in Saturday's truck bombing. The government is blaming the attack on the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab. President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed urged Somalis to take up arms for what he called a tough war with Al-Shabaab. In a speech, he said, "It's time for us to unite, and I call for all Somalis to join hands together in the fight against the common enemy." This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping said his country faces both opportunity and challenge. He spoke at the opening of the ruling Communist Party's twice-a-decade National Congress on Wednesday. He promised the 2,000 delegates that China was entering a new era of socialism with Chinese characteristics, and he said Beijing would allow more market-oriented reforms of its economy, but said the government would play a bigger role in managing state-owned firms. The United Nations Secretary General said Wednesday that the Central African Republic is at a critical moment. He said everything must be done to ease growing communal tensions and preserve gains to keep the fragile nation on the right path. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Bashir has more.
The UN peacekeeping mission in the CAR has been the epicenter of sexual abuse and exploitation allegations against the United Nations. One mission chief has been fired, and peacekeepers from accused countries have been repatriated. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres will be accompanied on his visit by his recently appointed victims' rights advocate.
We are determined to ensure that the voices of victims are heard. I will myself be ready to meet with victims and their families, heard in and beyond the Central African Republic. Victims must be at the center of our response if we want our zero-tolerance policy to be successful.
Guterres said despite challenges, fragile gains such as the election of a president and government and the establishment of a special criminal court must be preserved and strengthened. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
United Nations judges will decide next week on a verdict in the trial of the former Bosnian Serb army leader Ratko Mladic. He's accused of war crimes stemming from the conflict in the Balkans during the 1990s. He's been called the Butcher of the Balkans. He's the last soldier to face war crimes charges in the court, charged with 11 counts of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. 1 month after Hurricane Maria ravaged Puerto Rico, the basic necessities, food, water, and power, are still in short supply on the island. The initial slow response from the federal government and the island's poor infrastructure have made it hard for Puerto Ricans to recover from the damage caused by the Category 4 hurricane. Across the island, residents have had to drink water contaminated with sewage or collected from a Superfund site, according to the EPA. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.